Battle of the Coral Sea, but had come out victorious. The ship needed 3 months' work to be fully functional, but aggressive Japanese tactics wouldn't allow the respite. Undaunted, the Yorktown returned to Hawaii, and yard workers completed the 3 months' work in just 3 days. Days later, the Battle of Midway began, and the Yorktown once again sustained heavy damage at the hands of Japanese dive bombers. Covered with heavy debris and ruined planes, the giant ship began to list. The crew feared the carrier would capsize. The ship was abandoned, the men taking refuge on the USS Hammond, a Sims-class destroyer. But the stubborn Yorktown did not sink that night. Kaufman returned with a salvage and repair crew the next morning. They worked through the day, breathing air laden with smoke from the burning boiler room. Despite the conditions, the skeleton crew pushed planes and heavy equipment overboard, reducing the vessel's topside weight. The effort began to work. The list lessened, and it seemed the carrier would once again limp back to Hawaii for repairs. But the Japanese returned, using darkness and the debris-filled ocean to cloak the submarine's approach. Kaufman, who stood on deck wearing coveralls coated with black soot and oil, saw the 4 approaching torpedoes first. He shouted a warning, but there was nothing the crew of the Yorktown could do. The ship was dead in the water.